feel? Did you feel like the competition was pressing you enough to get you a good time? This is a pretty good time.
No. I felt pretty lonely, really, out there.
So, officially, you came in at 2:18.53. That's 3.5 minutes off your record pace. I understand that's the record for the state of Utah, last year's race.
Yeah, right.
What about your future marathons? Where from here?
I'm going to have to assess how I feel after this. I might run New York in 3 weeks.
Now, you've run, you've made your name in shorter distances. What sort of training did you have to go through to get to a marathon from your previous running experience?
I've mainly just been consistent this year for the last 11 months or so at about 100 miles a week.
100 miles a week, that's enough to flatten most people.
Well, it's more training for a 5,000 meter race. And I hope to start picking it up and run about 120 a week in the future.
Paul Cummings, congratulations on the victory here. Number one finisher another year now at the St. George Marathon. Will you be back next year?
I'll have to assess that next year, see what the schedule looks like.
Are the plans also to participate in the Boston Marathon?
Not at this point. It comes too close to the track season. I still like to run on the track, so...
Congratulations, Paul Cummings, our victor here in the marathon race. This must be Mrs. Cummings.
Yeah.
Do you run also along with your husband?
No, I don't.
You're the fan, right?
Yes.
Does it make you nervous knowing that he's out there 26 miles running and some of the things that can happen to the human body running 26 miles?
Yes, it does.
Have there been any anxious moments?
All the time, the whole race.
What about today, over the course of the 26 miles? Were there any particular times you felt extra difficulty?
Well, I was a little tired, I think, because I ran the Nike Marathon 3 weeks ago, and I had two races last weekend, and so I was a little bit down, I think, right from the beginning, but my legs were kind of stiff the whole way, so...
We'll let you unwind now. Paul Cummings, congratulations once again.
Thank you.
We are also getting further finishers across the finish line now. Ricardo Martinez, a number two man, and Nick Barton, number three. Ricardo, let me see if I can talk to you briefly here. First finisher from Nevada. You're the top finisher from the Nevada today. Congratulations on finishing this race. Had you done as well as you had hoped to do?
Oh, yes, I did pretty good. I was trying to run at 20, but I just missed it. A few seconds. This is my PR, you know. My best time was 2:27, and now it's 2:21.06. So
this is a personal record for you?
Personal record, yes.
Congratulations. Where do you go from here? Are you going to run another marathon in the near future?
Yeah, I think I want to go over there at the Phoenix, Arizona, and run the Fiesta Bowl. Yeah, I hope I can do it. Much better than here.
Ricardo Martinez, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Nick Barton, I believe, was our number three finisher. We haven't gotten an official time on Ricardo Martinez yet, but 2:18.53 was the official time on Paul Cummings to win this race. Let's check up the road once again. Brent Miner, have you seen the number one woman racer so far?
No women have come by yet, Larry. Let me run down some numbers of those of the families waiting in the park. We have 41, 47, 677. Number 46, 77, 6, 210, 10, 32, 42, 40, 17, 48, 11, 22, 95, and 720, along with 80 and 25, and just coming up now, number 79, and then it's starting to thicken up quite a bit. Charlie, in the Air Watch, we have a lot of questions as to where Lori Cottom might be, if you've seen Miss Wheelchair Utah. Larry, we'll check in with Charlie in a moment, I guess. We have 1675, 16 and number 75 coming in right now. And most of these runners look exceptionally in good shape, and I guess they would be to be finishing at this time.
Well, if you're going to be running 26 miles, you have to be in good shape. Here is another one of our men in good shape, Nick Barton. You're finished number three in this race. What about time? Did you finish as well as you'd hoped to?
Better than I hoped, 2:22.
Now, how did you get into distance racing? Have you enjoyed it? You must do to continue it.
Well, I've done mile races from when I was young, like half the present age. And then I gradually moved up, and about 6 months ago I started training for these longer distances, and I did the first marathon about 7 or 8 weeks ago.
your first marathon about 7 or 8 weeks ago, so this is a kind of a new experience.
Yeah, right.
What about the training? Has the training been a new experience for you?
Yeah, I used to just do sort of up to about 50 miles a week, and then the last 6 months I gradually moved up to about 70, and a few of 80, and a few of 90, and a couple of weeks of 100 in the last 6 weeks. That's the most I've ever done.
Nick Barton, congratulations. Let me get you to stand just a little bit this way. What about from this point? What's your next marathon?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Is it as painful as
I'd
people
love
say?
I'd love to go to Boston to experience one of the really big ones. Ah, it's not so bad, man. It's nice having downhill when you're feeling really tired.
Nick Barton, congratulations on an excellent race. Nick Barton, number three finisher. Number four finisher is a man who's... our highest finisher from the eastern part of the United States, Wes Wesley from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Congratulations on your finish. Had you done as well as you'd hoped to do in it?
Well, not really, because I had been kind of sick the last couple of weeks. I really thought I could be able to go under 220, but I started using the training workout for our Atlanta Marathon, which is Thanksgiving Day. This will be a good workout.
Now, to come from Stone Mountain, Georgia to St. George, Utah, what got you this far?
Well, one thing, I work for the airlines, Delta, and we usually do these things around the country, you know, have different events that we go to, and this was one that was recommended, well organized, good weather, nice town. It's really beautiful here.
How long have you been racing marathons?
About 5 years.
And you plan to continue?
Right. At age 34.
You sound like you really enjoy it.
It was nice. My quads hurt a lot, but because of the downhill. I'm more uphill when I've won some tough uphill marathons, and I sure wouldn't win a downhill marathon. Either have one or the other, I think.
What about your next stop from here?
As far as running?
As far as running.
Well, in a couple of weeks, we'll do some 15Ks and just build up again gradually towards November 30th.
You're going to run
Atlanta Marathon then.
The Atlanta Marathon's your next one.
Right.
Congratulations, Wes Wesley, on your finish.
Thank you. Enjoyed being here.
Okay, we're very close to news time. Let's hear from our sponsors once again, and I guess we need to go to news, and then we'll catch up with some of our other finishers after the news.
Professional performance in any sports activity begins with the equipment used and endorsed by professionals, and you'll find a complete line of professionally crafted and endorsed equipment at the Locker Room. Locker Room is the most complete running supply center and athletic center in southern Utah. Running shoes and running clothing are a specialty at the Locker Room, some at genuine closeout prices right now. While you're at the Locker Room, enjoy free refreshments at McKnight's anniversary celebration.
The Millhouse Cantina invites you to an evening of fine Mexican dining tonight. The Millhouse is located at the north entrance of Ancestor Square at Main and St. George Boulevard, and you'll find the Millhouse Cantina on the third level of the Clock Towers building overlooking all of St. George. The Millhouse offers you a menu of Mexican cuisine, including unique Mexican tostadas filled with crab meat. Enjoy dinner at the Millhouse Cantina tonight. It overlooks St. George, and the food is good. The price? Just right. The Millhouse Cantina in Ancestor Square.
The sound and the feel of your city. 1450 KDXU St. George.
From ADC News, I'm Bob Walker. Officials in Chicago...
an under three-hour mark. Now, last year, our winner was Enid Rust, as Rust came in with a 301.09. Now, the record for the women is 246.37. Sue Cran holds that. We'll wait and see. I don't know if Carolyn Osler will be able to beat that as far as the women's record. First aid station starting to get some plenty of work right now. Tom, let's check once again. Tom, you have an update from amateur radio people, too.
We just barely had our first runner from St. George come across the line. If we can get, he's just a little bit sick for just a minute, but if we can get Russ Bennett to come over here, he just barely finished.
We have Ken Harper, who... has spent a lot of time in St. George, used to play baseball and be an athlete here, but our first St. George runner, Russ Bennett, It's not quite ready to say anything yet. 26 miles and a lot of yardage on top of that makes it a little tough. Russ, have you caught your breath yet?
Yeah, I think so. Just barely anyway.
Was it all you had hoped to do?
Yeah, it was great.
It was fun to run 26 miles and get sick?
Sure.
Russ, how long have you been running marathons?
Oh, for about 3-4 years now, since 1979.
Has this been the best finish you've had?
Yes.
The best time you've had?
Uh-huh.
So you're hitting some of your goals.
Yes. My goal was about 2:36, and I beat it by almost a minute.
Congratulations, Russ Bennett, our first local runner to make it. I'll let you go relax for a while. Congratulations, Russ.
Thank you.
We're still looking for our first women's finisher, Charlie Wanless. I'm not sure if you're still up in air watch. Charlie, if you're there, what sort of report can you give us on the race?
Well, right now, Larry, we've got a large concentration of runners just entering the S-curve as you enter St. George there at the Red Hill. And we have Lori Cottom reported to be at mile marker 16, which is just about the Snow Canyon turnoff. That according to the Washington County Sheriff. Now we're assuming that's Lori because it's the only wheelchair we had report on. I guess the only other one in the race is already across the finish line, so it looks like Lori is there. Large concentration of runners in the S-curves coming down into St. George. We also have quite a few runners coming along by Snow Canyon and in that stretch along there. Charlie Wanless, Air Watch 1.
Now we've just had our first woman, Carolyn Osler, pass the 25-mile mark, and so she's headed in. Let's check with Brent Miner up North Bluff Street. Brent, good crowd pass to you so far?
Oh yeah, it's a bunch of people coming by. I guess since we checked in last time, we've probably had 75 to 100 runners passes, even more possibly. A lot of members of the Las Vegas Running Club passing by right now, all in their yellow jerseys, and we've got a lot of people coming in right now. That, like Charlie said, they're in Air Watch. The pack is really thick between about 500 north and the S-turns north of St. George on U18, but it's a beautiful day for a race and exciting to see these runners come through, the stamina, the courage that they have. And we'll be checking, I think we have some more women runners coming in just a minute, and I'll check with you on that.
Brent, before we leave you, let's check Mark Marine. Has he passed your point yet?
No, I haven't seen Mark yet. Maybe we can get Charlie and Alan to check. They have some sort of code worked out with Mark Marine, so maybe they can find him and let us know where he's at.
Before we check with Charlie, are you up there? Have you found Mark?
We have not seen Mark. I just checked with our pilot, Alan Boyack, and he's been looking, but I'll tell you what Mark was going to do. Mark was going to wave his hat in big circles for us, and we haven't seen him. It's really hard to see anybody from the air. Let's pick any particular person out. Because of the masses of people you see, and they are rather small. We have to maintain at least 500 feet to be legal today, so we're not buzzing the runners by any means. Our minimum altitude is 500 feet. We're saying that or at least above that so that we don't have any problems that way. But a beautiful sight from the air. It's been a tremendous experience to witness a race like this from the air this morning. I hope the reports have been audible. It sounds like they're breaking up a little bit at times, but I think we have pretty good coverage, and I'd like to compliment you guys on the ground for your good coverage.
It's been fun, Charlie. It's nice to get you in the air once again. XB Kelly, your point, are you getting a fairly good group of runners past you now?
I would say, Larry, that we've had at least 100 runners. They're just going by very quickly right now. Groups of 10 and 12, 15 sometimes in a pack of runners. But we've had, I'd say, at least 100 runners past this point so far. Only one female so far. That was Carolyn Osler. Passed this way about, I'd say roughly 6-7 minutes ago now.
We're going to keep checking Carolyn Osler. Charlie, I don't know if you can pick out Carolyn from where you are and see if she has turned on 300 South yet. I don't know if you can pick out Carolyn or not.
Right now, Larry, we're north. We're almost over Diamond Valley, so we don't have her. We're trying to find out where the wheelchair is right now. Last report, Lori caught him. Was it mile marker 16, if in fact that was her? Now, Larry, did we have more than two wheelchairists in the race? That was my last report.
The only report I've heard is we had just the two wheelchair contestants, and, of course, Quentin Gray, the fastest time in the entire marathon here, coming through first in the wheelchair and first overall.
Okay, so I'm assuming then that Lori comes.
Lori would be the other one. We're still looking for Carolyn Osler. We're getting close to the record time now, 2:41.14 into the race. And Carolyn Osler, will she be able to break the women's record? We'll have to wait and see. Sue Kren holds that at 2:46.37. As much as you'd like to talk about women's rights or whatever, there's still a division in the records as men and women. Let's take a quick 60-second break and be back and check on Carolyn Osler's progress back in 60 seconds.
When you step into Jeremiah's General Store, you'll take a step back in time. Jeremiah's, the best place in town to just take a leisurely stroll and look at all the unique gifts and decorative items. No matter if you're looking for a baby gift or a gift for the bride, Jeremiah's is an excellent place to start. From greeting cards with charm to hand-painted china eggs to brass and copper in all shapes and sizes, there's no place better than Jeremiah's General Store. Let Jeremiah's General Store help you take the if out of gift. 51 North Main, downtown St. George.
You don't have to be a marathon runner to get in on the specials at Lynn's Thriftway. Today at Lynn's Thriftway, you can run on into their store, and even though it's being remodeled, get decaffeinated RC and RC 100, only $1.69 for a six-pack of cans. 25-ounce Raisin Bran, only $1.79. 46-ounce Shavers Unsweetened Grapefruit Juice is only 69 cents a can. That's at Lynn's Thriftway, where they have the most courteous service in town, located in the Sunshine Square.
It's kind of an exciting sight, Brian, to see the people gathered around and the runners coming in, and you find groups of runners, two and three at a shot, coming together and then sprinting to the finish line after 26 miles, trying to beat one another, and that's kind of interesting. We've already had the fastest time come in. That's Paul Cummings at 2:18.53. That's off his record pace. We're looking for Carolyn Osler right now. We're at 2:42.59. The women's record is 2:46. Let me double-check that. 2:46.37, Sue Kren, and the winner last year, Enid Rust, finished at 3:01.09. So we're looking for our first woman to finish under 3 hours in this race, and Carolyn Osler is the leader. Charlie Wanless was headed over Diamond Valley trying to pick up on Lori Cottom and Mark Marine, a couple of the racers that we were looking for up the line, and we were concerned about their times. Brent Miner, once again, you have quite a few people who have passed your point, right?
Yeah, we do. We have a number of people. It's just steady flow right now. Tim Anderson of St. George just passed us about 1 minute ago, and he should be coming up on XV Kelly down there a few blocks from now in just a moment. But it's really getting thick. Sher Miller, number 607, just passing 700 North here in St. George, St. George man. And we've got a lot of locals coming in now.
Let's check with XV Kelly real quick. XV, we may be having our first woman come through. Let's double check and see if Carolyn Osler did make it. Apparently, that is Carolyn. We'll double check the number. It looks like Carolyn did make it, and it looks like she broke the women's record. If that is indeed Carolyn, it's kind of tough to see from the crowd that we have right now, trying to find out if Carolyn is there. Let's see if we can get Carolyn Osler over here, and it looks like, unofficially, she broke the record, the women's record, by over 2 minutes. Let's see if we can get Carolyn over to the area and talk to her. Carolyn Osler. Carolyn, if we can, is being drafted a little bit by TV right now for a couple of comments. Carolyn Osler's official time, 2:44.04. And Tom Segmiller, that's a breaking of the record by almost 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, that's real good. It was real interesting to see her come across that quick, and she got a big hand.
And she deserved it. We're going to try to get Carolyn Osler over here real quick. Carolyn, I don't know if you can... outstanding performance, and you've broken the record for the St. George Marathon. Congratulations. You've broken it by 2.5-plus minutes.
Thank you.
Carolyn, training for this race, had you hoped to get that good a time?
Yes, I was hoping to get about a 2:45, so I'm very pleased with this.
So this is 2:44.04. That's better than you'd hoped to get. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, as far as training for the St. George Marathon, anything specific as opposed to another marathon?
No, lots of miles is about the only way to get through these.
Now, St. George Marathon has some ups and downs, but it's generally a downhill race. Are there particular difficulties going downhill?
Yeah, a couple of times my leg felt really tired when I pound on a long downhill, so I was kind of glad for an uphill.
Really, it's more pressure on the knees and the joints going downhill, isn't it?
Yes, but it's sure easier to run downhill.
Get a little better time, huh?
I think so.
As far as racing, obviously you're not up with Paul Cummings. Were you able to pace yourself with some of the men and try to race against them? Did that help you in this time?
Yeah, that helped a lot. I think it'd be hard to be out there running all by yourself, but to have the men around as company is just great. I just race against the other girls, and I figure the men are there to keep me company.
Now, is this the best time that you've ever had?
Yes, that's personal best by about 12 minutes.
By 12 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's try. 1, 2, 3, spot for McDonald's. 3, 2, 1. All students, you want to pay close attention because at McDonald's, you deserve a break today. Right now, by going into McDonald's, you can pick up your own student discount card. That enables you to purchase 4 of McDonald's large sandwiches, and by so doing, you'll receive the 5th large sandwich absolutely free. Isn't it about time you gave yourself a well-deserved break today? Go into McDonald's in St. George and get your own student discount card. You'll be glad you did.
Well, I try to keep my level right there, but I'd say for a beginning runner, they need to slowly build that up so that they don't get injured.
What about the week prior to a marathon? How do you train?
I just goof off and eat a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
All the training takes place up to the final week?
Yep, that's right. You can. The best thing you can do is go into this rested.
And just get prepared at that point.
Uh-huh.
What about the course today and the temperature? Was it ideal for you?
It was real nice. It was a little cold there at first, but then after 15 miles, it felt nice.
Blister condition. How does it feel?
My feet are kind of tired.
Carolyn Osler, a winner in the women's division and a new record holder. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Carolyn Osler, our leader, set a brand new record here at the St. George Marathon. Warren, you've been buzzing around here. That's quite a performance by Carolyn.
Oh, that's tremendous. I just can't, I get emotional, actually, thinking about the admiration of a person that would extend themselves that much. The training, the discipline, and everything else that goes with it.
This St. George Marathon has been a successful one. We're going to try to get Ron Ploger over here briefly. Ron, your opinion. You've been one of the organizers in this marathon, nothing else, just because of your job. But how does this compare with previous marathons?
I think this is our best marathon ever.
You've had a lot of finishers early.
Yes, we've had quite a fast field this year. We were expecting a men's record, but we didn't get that. But we got a women's record, which really makes us happy.
Now, Paul wasn't pushed quite as much as he had hoped to have been pushed, but you still have from second place on, it was a pretty tight race.
Right, it was. With this many finishers under 3 hours, the word gets out, and it's such a fast race. Next year, we may have to turn away 1,000.
Now, how many of these runners will be able to qualify for, say, the Boston Marathon or the New York Marathon? Is this a qualifying race for all of those?
Yeah, we're a sanctioned race, and I believe the qualification time is under 3 hours.
So that gives them a shot at these other marathons, then?
Right. For Boston, you have to run under 3 hours to get there.
What about the future of the St. George Marathon? Do you think this will become as big as some of these other marathons?
Right now, I hope not, but we want to be able to grow with the race and in the area, and we're going to look at some things to increase the size of the race next year.
Ron Ploger, congratulations once again on a successful marathon.
Thanks, Larry.
You're happy with it?
I'm pleased.
Okay, let's take it back up the line real quick. Charlie Wanless, you're up in Race Air Watch. What have you found for us?
Well, Larry, we still have a lot coming through those S-curves into St. George. We're getting about ready to check out here. There's not a lot more we can do, although the pack all trails way back, even north of the volcano there. We have runners as far back as there. Alan Boyack has been assisting with us this morning, and Alan, you wanted to say something here.
Yeah, we got a little problem, Charlie. I thought you were a landing pilot, and turns out you're a takeoff pilot, and I'm a takeoff pilot. I don't know what we're going to do here. We got some kind of book I think we can read. Hey, it's been great to all you marathoners out there. We've enjoyed covering the race with you. That's been us flying around and driving you nuts in this little airplane. But we're coming in now.
Okay, Larry. Airwatch 1 is going to check out here for just a minute, and again, congratulations to all you guys on the ground for your good coverage of the race. And one other thing I wanted to say, Larry, is that there is beginning to be a lot of traffic on U18. Traffic on U18 is picking up, and we still urge motorists to stay off that highway because there are a lot of runners still trying to finish this race. A lot of traffic trying to go up, a lot of traffic trying to come down. Apparently, traffic has been up on U18 since the start of the race this morning, or some of those people in Pine Valley, Vail Central area. So stay off the highway if at all possible until this race is over. Charlie Wanless with a last checkout from AirWatch 1.
Charlie, before you have your last checkout, let me check once more with you. About where is the last major group of runners from your position?
Well, there are still runners coming along there by Snow Canyon. A lot there in the S-curve. They're strung out. Stragglers still back by the volcano. There's some even north of that. Very light scattering. But most of them should be there in town up on the S-curves and, like I say, between Snow Canyon and the volcano there. A lot of them seem to be running a little slowly right now, as you can understand, after 20-some-odd miles of running. So that's about all we can report. They're just strung out all over. I understand you have a lot there already at the city park.
We're getting a good crowd. Thank you, Charlie Wanless and AirWatch. Let's check up the line. Brent Miner, have you seen Lori Cottom or Mark Marine, the two people we're following up the race?
No, I haven't yet. If I'm coming, see if I can get this thing working here. We've had a number of St. George people come by and other women. Hope we can hold this thing all together here. We've had a lot of women. 3:35, Enid Russ, last year's first woman in. She's been by here about 10 minutes ago. Number 1310, Mary Jane Cannon and Claire Johnson. Three women are in the pretty well in a pack coming down towards the park now. And we've had Harold Hess, one of the people out there at the Kelwood Company, just passed us. Number 928. Bob Harlocker, number 300. They're all probably 504 or 5 minutes down the line towards you now, Larry. A good heavy pack coming in, but no Mark Marine. I did see one first-timer t-shirt come by, and I didn't catch the number.
Well, we're having an outstanding race so far. XB Kelly, have you seen that first-timer t-shirt at your point? Let's check with XB once again. XB, have you seen that first-timer t-shirt pass your point yet?
No, that hasn't passed my point yet, Larry. I saw, as Brent mentioned, I saw two or three other women pass here, but that's been about 5 minutes ago, so they should be coming in, or coming down toward the turnoff at least by now. I missed, you might say again, because I missed it just now, as Brent mentioned, the second woman to come by here, that is to say second to Susan Osler. I didn't catch the number on it. She was wearing it kind of low, and we couldn't catch it. What was the name on that one? Do you remember?
Brent, back to you once again. Who was the second woman who passed your point?
That was number 335, Enid Rust, and she was last year's winner, I understand, Larry.
Yes, she was. Enid Rust still has a chance to beat that three-hour mark. We're at 2:53:47 in this race, and we're getting a crowd. A lot of runners breaking the three-hour mark in this St. George Marathon, so even though our record has not been set in the men's, we have set a record in the women's division, and there will be a number of those breaking that three-hour mark today. So we've had some outstanding performances, some outstanding athletes making their way through this marathon. We're trying to find out how our number two, number three women are doing in this race. Paul Cummings was the number one man to cross the race. Ricardo Martinez next. And Nick Barton finished third, and Wes Wesley finished fourth. Our leading wheelchair man was Quentin Gray, and Carolyn Osler set a record in the women's division. Back to you, Brian Shea, for a 60-second break, and we'll see if we can get you some more updates.
The Millhouse Cantina invites you to an evening of fine Mexican dining tonight. The Millhouse is located at the north entrance of Ancestors Square at Main and St. George Boulevard, and you'll find the Millhouse Cantina on the third level of the Clock Towers building overlooking all of St. George. The Millhouse offers you a menu of Mexican cuisine, including unique Mexican tostadas filled with crab meat. Enjoy dinner at the Millhouse Cantina tonight overlooking St. George. The food is good, and the price is just right. The Millhouse Cantina in Ancestor Square. The Mill and Jewelry Company on St. George Boulevard is the home of authentic Indian turquoise jewelry. The values at Millen are always good, but this weekend, an extra special. All sterling silver twist bracelets, just $5.88. That's just $5.88. Selected lighter cases in silver and turquoise reduced by 2/3, plus a large selection of turquoise pendants cut by 2/3. All other authentic turquoise jewelry at Millen is slashed to just half price. Millen Jewelry on St. George Boulevard, downtown St. George.
It becomes quite painful on the feet at this point. We have another local finisher, Dale Brown. Dale, I understand you beat your personal goals in this record.
Yes, I was shooting for 256 and made 254.15, I think.
Now, is that the first time you finished under 3 hours, or have you been finishing consistently under three?
It's my second marathon. The first one was 303.30, I think.
This is only your second marathon?
That's correct.
When was your first?
Last year.
The St. George Marathon?
That's right.
You only run once a year as far as a marathon, right?
So far.
Is that plenty?
As far as my wife's concerned, it is.
Have you had desires to go try some of the other marathons?
Yes, I'd like to go to Las Vegas, I think.
And try that. Is that going to be your next marathon?
Well, I think so.
And Dale, as far as training, shooting for the St. George Marathon, when do you begin training to get in shape for the marathon?
Well, I run year-round, but I started really training about 6 months ago.
What got you into running? What got you enthused about it?
Adipose tissue.
Really?
Fat.
And that's what got it down?
So my wife bought me a suit I couldn't wear, and so I had to lose weight.
And that got you into running. Are you glad that you've gotten into running?
You bet. It feels great.
Now, some people say there's almost a high effect, almost like a drug effect by running, that you get an emotional high by running.
Only when I finish.
Congratulations, Dale Brown, finishing about 2 minutes ahead of his goal. Congratulations again, Dale. Once again, Warren Ottley has given me some times of the top finishers. Quentin Gray of the wheelchair division came in with a 205.44 mark, and our number one finisher was Paul Cummings, a 218.53.8 officially. As far as the seconds, the tenths of a seconds, Ricardo Martinez, number two, at 221.06.6. Nick Barton at 222.07.3. Ron Palsik at 223.21.9. Finished number four. Actually, Wes Wesley finished number five at 224.33.3. Stephen Lester coming in number six at 225.41.4. William Johnston at 226.44.7. George Lowe at 227.9. Ken Harper, a former Dixie athlete. I understand he played baseball at Dixie College, and Ken was wandering around here a moment ago. I was hoping to get him and find out about some of the problems he runs into as far as being married about a year ago and becoming a new papa, and some of the training problems of being a new papa. Wouldn't be as much of a problem as his wife would have, of course, running a marathon. 227.55 for Ken. Robert Rasmussen at 228.44.3. Herb Clemens of the University of Utah Math Department, at least that's the address he gave. Herb came in at 229.56.7, and Darwin Syverson at 230.41.1. And we're looking for some more female finishers. Enid Rust apparently was our number two woman. Has Enid passed your point, XV Kelly? Let's go back to XV Kelly. XV, has Enid Rust passed your point in the race?
Larry, Enid Rust did pass the, she has passed XV by now. She's probably about 300 south, ready to turn in.
And so we're looking for our number two woman's finisher. This has been an outstanding St. George Marathon. We'll try to stay with it for some of the other racers. We're at 259.04 in the race, and it would be interesting to find out how many runners we have gotten to finish that three-hour mark, finish under that three-hour mark. That seems to be the golden the mark to try to hit, the qualifying mark, and a lot of runners shoot for that three-hour mark. Dale Brown, of course, bettering his personal goal of 256, coming in with the 254, one of the local runners. Our first St. George runner was Russ Bennett to come across the line, and we're at 259.33 right now into this race, and trying to see how many more finishers we can get across. When we hit that three-hour mark, we're going to see if we can get a count on how many runners have beaten that three-hour mark, both male and female. Let's turn it back to you, Brian Jay.
Okay, thank you, Larry. I got a couple of messages for you, and then I guess we'll continue coverage with the St. George Marathon.
For athletes, the byword in southern Utah is the locker room. The Locker Room, located next door to McKnight Sporting Goods, specializes in athletic uniforms, and they have a t-shirt shop with transfers and lettering that is second to none. Marathon runners and visitors, drop into the locker room. You'll find running shoes in a wide variety of styles and sizes on sale. This could be your chance for a second pair at a discount. While you're there, enjoy free refreshments at McKnight's Anniversary Celebration.
When you step into Jeremiah's General Store, you'll take a step back in time. Jeremiah's, the best place in town to just take a leisurely stroll and look at all the unique gifts and decorative items. No matter if you're looking for a baby gift or a gift for the bride, Jeremiah's is an excellent place to start. From greeting cards with charm to hand-painted china eggs to brass and copper in all shapes and sizes, there's no place better than Jeremiah's General Store. Let Jeremiah's General Store help you take the if out of gift. 51 North Main, downtown St. George.
Back at the St. George Marathon, our first aid station is being kept busy. A lot of leg cramps, a lot of problems with blistering, sometimes bleeding feet. It's not an easy time to get through this marathon, but we've had a number of runners still coming in. Outstanding marathon this year, and Warren Ottley's trying to get a count on the number of runners who are finishing under the three-hour mark. And, of course, you get with all of these runners, and there are some who just have a goal of finishing. Some have a goal of beating a personal high or personal fast time. Some have a goal of trying to beat the 3 hours. Some have a goal of winning the race altogether. And we've had some outstanding runners in this race. I still have not received a word from Warren Ottley as far as the number of runners who have finished under 3 hours. We're at the 3:01:57 mark right now. If Enid Rust has crossed the finish line, she's in the crowd, and there is quite a crowd here at the St. George City Park. Brian, it's been fun at this end. Let's turn it back to you for a few minutes, and then we'll try to give a wrap-up on this marathon at this point and then check up on a couple of more.
Attention consumers, Safeway Stores announces that all Tylenol Extra Strength capsules have been removed from sale in...